This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation is urging USDA to grant an extension of at least 60 days for the comment period to a proposed rule that would amend the Agricultural Marketing Services National Organic Program. The proposed rule would make significant changes to existing standards of livestock and poultry production practices for organic operations. The current published deadline for comments is June 13th. The American Farm Bureau Federation opened online applications for its third Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge on May 1 to coincide with National Small Business Week, May 1st through 7th. Entrepreneurs will compete for $145,000 in startup funds. The competition provides an opportunity for individuals to showcase ideas and business innovations that benefit rural regions of the United States. It is the first national rural business competition focused exclusively on innovative entrepreneurs working on food and agriculture businesses. Competitors are invited to submit for-profit business ideas related to food and agriculture online starting at strongruralamerica.com/challenge. With soaring health insurance premiums preventing many farmers, ranchers, and other small business owners from providing and their employees from obtaining health care coverage, Farm Bureau and more than 55 other organizations are urging the House Ways and Means Committee to advance the Small Business Health Care Relief Act, or H.R. 2911. The bill would protect small businesses from punitive fines for helping employees with health care costs and restore their ability to provide a flexible and valued benefit. Historically, many small business owners directly paid for or reimbursed employees for medical care through an employer payment plan, such as a health reimbursement arrangement. However, because HRAs are reimbursement arrangements, they violate certain Affordable Care Act requirements, such as first dollar coverage of preventative services and no annual dollar limits on essential benefits. The American Farm Bureau Federation and several other leading groups whose members are commercial drone users are partnering with the Drone World Expo. Through this partnership, Farm Bureau members receive free registration for the second annual Drone World Expo event to be held November 15th through 16th at the San Jose Convention Center. According to R.J. Carney, Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, drones are the next evolution within American agriculture technology. Drones have the potential to help farmers grow more food while using less water and fewer pesticides. High-tech cameras and other airborne sensors give farmers important data to reduce their environmental footprint. If you would like to become a volunteer shopper or price checker for the American Farm Bureau Federation's Market Basket Surveys, their Spring Picnic, Summer Cookout, Fall Harvest, and Thanksgiving, send a note with your name and email address to Anna Burkholder, Communications Associate, at anna@fb.org. Survey results are used for a national publicity campaign that reports the retail cost of food while emphasizing its relatively small increase in price over time compared to other consumer goods, as well as the contribution of U.S. food, fiber, and fuel production to national security. A bill drafted by Representative Jason Smith of Missouri calls for repeal of the final Veterinary Feed Directive rule published in the June 3, 2015 Federal Register. In a letter to colleagues asking for co-sponsors, Smith conveyed his concerns that the VFD rule will impact the ability of farmers and ranchers to care for livestock and insert more bureaucracy into producers' lives. Farm Bureau supports the VFD, preserving the option for producers to use feed additives and injectable antibiotic products. The U.S. grain industry has anticipated the completion of the Panama Canal expansion since the project was announced nearly a decade ago. It is a vital trade route for agricultural commodities shipped from the East Coast and the Mississippi River, destined for Asia and Western South American countries. When fully completed, U.S. exporters and foreign buyers can look forward to reduced transportation and landed costs thanks to the canal's new lane of traffic and new set of locks, doubling the waterway's capacity. The congestion alleviated will decrease transit times by 2 to 3 days for grain and other agricultural goods shipped from the United States to Asia and vice versa. Macoupin County Farm Bureau is pleased to announce that for a limited time, Macoupin County Farm Bureau members are eligible for discount tickets to the following theme parks: Six Flags St. Louis, Six Flags Great America, Holiday World, Silver Dollar City, Raging Rivers, and Adventureland. To take advantage of these great ticket discounts, members should visit our website at www.ilfb.org or contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office. Illinois Farm Bureau and Granger announced an updated agreement that allows Illinois Farm Bureau members to enjoy more money-saving opportunities when they shop at Granger. Farm Bureau members can save up to 30% on products purchased through Granger, and they also receive free standard ground shipping on all standard Granger products, including orders placed in-store, by phone, or online. The Farm Bureau Granger program now includes discounts on 12 product categories. The discounts ranges from 10 to 30% off the catalog prices on more than 1 million different products. 30% off motors and electrical. 25% off cleaning consumables and janitorial, plumbing pipe, valves and fittings, and other plumbing, people safety, hand tools, and welding. 20% off outdoor equipment, power tools, and facility safety. At least 10% off all other products found in Granger catalogs. All Macoupin County Farm Bureau members are eligible for Granger benefits. Discounts cannot be applied to past purchases. Registration details can be found at www.ilfb.org/member. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.